Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Today, how about a break into investigating all the specifics of our idiot non-president and the reaction to COVID and now the distraction reaction that is Ukraine. And instead, just talk about, remember Peter King, I think it was, used to have 10 things I think. How about, here are some things I think I should be thinking about, but put in the form of four or five amazing people that I have discovered recently whose ideas are incredibly intriguing, perhaps fundamentally so, and or whose minds are the kind of minds that if you're a follower of ideas, you want to follow. You want to understand what these people are saying. I don't admire, have heroes about actors or celebrities, politicians, maybe a couple. But what I do have is those people who are not scared to go places and or are so amazing as to the ideas that they think through. So I'm going to just give you a few threads of people you might want to check out because I find them, wow. I mean, I'm still in the process of investigating all of these. These are some interesting places to go. I'll try to keep this short. I actually made up another one, and it was a little bit long because I went into the ideas too much. But I want to get this out to you now because maybe you'd like to investigate some of these in a little bit different than some of my recent Scales of Truth. So I went to a Spirit Mind Body Fair recently and got a book called The Bridge to Infinity, Bruce Cathy, Harmonic 37-12-44. Well, Bruce Cathy had a way back in 1968, started popularizing the concept that the Earth is crisscrossed by an electromagnetic grid system. Hey, sound familiar? All the ancient alien folks? Well, so I got that book because I've been interested in, obviously, the grid. I've got books called The Grid. I've got a book of how the world is made, the story of creation according to sacred geometry. I have a tough time with sacred geometry. I really, really do. But I do try to delve into a little bit and am going to be asking for focus this year to understand this more and more. So I went down the path of this book by Bruce Cathy and Harmonic 37-12-44. Again, out of New Zealand, he started tracking where some UFO encounters were in New Zealand on the map. Remember, this is well pre-internet or anything. And started to try to understand if there wasn't some kind of a grid. And then he gets into harmonics and these types of things, which get a little confusing. And because of that, I wanted to look up some of the idea of the resonance and the harmonics and why he was saying, I don't know, some certain number, 1244 or something like that, was the harmonic of the speed of light. 288 was. I'm like, what are you talking about? The harmonic of the speed of light. So then I come upon the second guy that's very interesting. So Bruce Cathy, remember number one. I'm looking this up, and Jane 108, J-A-I-N 108. It's a nickname. Jane 108 is the next guy that's hyper interesting. And the reason he's hyper interesting is he's trying to connect this sacred math aspects and a bunch of irrational numbers, and even redefining like the definition of some of these irrational numbers, like phi, which is the golden mean, and you can get to phi through using the Fibonacci sequence, if you've heard of that. And so all these are very, any mathematician, it's as close as you get to religion if you're a Spock brain. Because how does a number never, ever, ever repeat? And it also happens to be some of the most fundamental numbers on that we are aware of are the ones that don't repeat. And so it's this sacred math aspect. Like, you can take the circumference of a circle, one of the most basic things there is, and divide it by the diameter. And when you do, with enough precision, you make those measurements with enough precision, you have a repeating number forever, ever. Like the last pi, I mean, back before computers were really working on, I know it was definitely in the hundreds of decimal points, 3.14159, blah, 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 blah. Keep talking for the next 2 years. That's probably how far they have out now. Guess what? It still doesn't repeat. Fee, the same thing. This is the golden ratio. It's about 1.618. And it also never repeats. The sequence never repeats, not on a 100, digit scale, not on a 2-digit scale, not on a 1,000,000-digit scale. It's never been found to repeat. But what's so interesting about Jane 108 is he goes into some of these, and he does say Bruce Cathy is his mentor, and he believes that he has found a different definition of pi, which seems like, how could you do that? It's a very clear that you take a well-measured circumference and divide it by diameter. But nonetheless, and even phi, and then make connections to phi and a circle, 360 degrees. So Jane 108, look at him. He's got his own website, jain108.com. He even has Jane 108 Academy. He has a YouTube channel, which I'll forgive him for that. Everybody needs to get off YouTube and go to Rumble or any other alternate video space so that those people don't have the monopoly they do, because they no longer deserve the monopoly that they did have by having the first services. So Jane 108. And so then in there, I'm also looking and find a, as I'm trying to understand, you know, more background, I discover a Rudolf Steiner. This is a late 1800s, early 1900s scientist type who ends up going into, I always forget the word. Just give me a moment. What is that word? Esoteric. That's it. It ends up being like this esoteric aspect, these sacred geometry, sacred math aspects of things. And Rudolf Steiner is a very interesting, I don't want to say founding father because I don't know how far back esoterics started per se, but certainly a key figure in esoterics. Like, what are the underlying, you know, kind of almost mystic realities, mystic aspects of life that almost seem religious and they cross in that way, but they're so hyper fundamental. For instance, sacred geometry, I've got a book right in front of me, How the World is Made, the Story of Creation According to Sacred Geometry. They'll talk about the first shape and then fundamental shapes that derive therefore from the first shapes and so on and so forth. So Rudolf Steiner, and a great delve into that if you'd rather listen than read, although Rudolf Steiner has whole, you know, there are academies, there are websites on Rudolf Steiner. Is an episode you can find on Spotify and others by a guy named Leo the Pantera. So Leo, or make sure, let me make sure it's not Leon, just a second. Yes, Leo the Pantera, P-A-N-T-H-E-R-A. The Fourth Dimension, Sacred Geometry, Alchemy, and Mathematics by Rudolf Steiner. And Rudolf Steiner, as far as I know, did hundreds or thousands of lectures. And what Leo the Pantera here, first of all, he has a great reading voice. I consider my reading voice very good. He has a great reading voice, and he reads from some of the lectures. And so they're pretty long, but they're very, very interesting. I was listening to one and let myself re-listen overnight, and I had a sensation in my third eye, which gets to the idea of what we've been talking about in Cosmology 411, the idea that, well, maybe, you know, understanding and having some basic awareness of some of these aspects of reality, even in a mathematical sense that is really true, can kind of make someone who thinks of themselves as a logic brain be closer to their intuition and they don't even know it. So Rudolf Steiner, it's a big breadcrumb. I would recommend going down there highly. The Fourth Dimension, Sacred Geometry, Alchemy, and Mathematics by Rudolf Steiner, Leo the Pantera, and you can find websites and stuff. And then I had kind of a synchronicity because recently I was listening to a Spotify episode yesterday while I was working in the yard, and it was my man Richard Sirrett, The Conspiracy Show, and this podcast episode was from November of last year, and it's called Geoengineered Transhumanism. again, from the conspiracy show with Richard Syrett. And he was talking to, when I hear new minds that are articulate and will not blink when it comes to researching and saying the truth of things plainly and simply and make giant dot connecting, I get excited. A Catherine Austin Fitz, I have an intellectual crush. A Mercola, I guess, I don't know if you call it intellectual, would it be an intellectual man crush? Don't blink, keep going. Yes, research, but then also dot connect. And this person is the next one. I was so excited about knowing that this mind exists on the planet that I cannot even tell you. The guest was Elena Freeland. So she is on her third book on the same topic. And I just can't tell you how impressed I was with her dot connecting and her ability to communicate and her ability to answer Richard Syrett's always great questions. So this is the last one I want you to think of as a breadcrumb. I'll give you a little bit of information. The synchronicity is that Elena Freeland considers Rudolf Steiner kind of an intellectual mentor. So that was interesting to find out, since I only discovered of Rudolf Steiner not 2 weeks ago and was listening to his lectures for hours. And so now this high-level brain discovers, considers him a mentor. So her first book that was fairly well-known came out in 2014, Chemtrails, Harp, and the Full Spectrum Dominance of Planet Earth. Her second book, Under an Ionized Sky, From Chemtrails to Space Fence Lockdown, was 2018. And her third book from this last year, Geoengineered Transhumanism, How the Environment Has Been Weaponized by Chemicals, Electromagnetism, and Nanotechnology for Synthetic Biology. They say of her work, Under an Ionized Sky, that it was translated into Serbian and is recommended reading at a technical university in Serbia, Nikola Tesla's home nation. And to date, it is the only book available to the public that goes into detail about how Tesla technology has been weaponized on a planetary scale. So, yeah, you can't go wrong with these four different rabbit trails. Bruce Cathy, Rudolf Steiner, Jane 108, and Elena Freeland. And just to round out the synchronicity, in her last book, the only place you can get the color version is at the Rudolf Steiner bookstore. I kid you not. So she has a black and white version. And of course, you can get that at effing Amazon. But I would, you might have figured out my opinion of that would be, don't use Amazon. Find other places to find it. But you can find the color version of the book Geoengineered Transhumanism at RudolfSteinerBookstore.com. So check that out. All right, guys. Yeah, a lot of delving lately. A little bit different than some of my podcasts. I thought it might be a handy break for you. I can't imagine if you start delving down these rabbit trails that you won't be at least fascinated. Even if you can't absorb it all, absorb what you can, maybe buy some of these books. These Rudolf Steiner lectures are available as books, and I think maybe there's a good amount, given that I don't know that it's really copyrighted anymore per se. It might be public domain, and so there's probably a lot on the website as well. Jane 108, Elena Freeland, Rudolf Steiner, Bruce Cathy, Cathie. All right, guys, thanks for listening.